Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back inside KeyBank Center, where the Blues and Sabres will clash tonight. We are expecting it to be a Luukkonen-Hofer goaltending matchup, and we want you and your children to have their hockey journey start right here. Our Learn to Play program includes full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed. You can upgrade to Team Tuck, and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex Tuck. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. Hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN is joining us as we get set for this Blues-Sabres matchup tonight. All right, quick thought on Hofer there, Marty?
Well, I mean, he did play a little bit last night after Binnington decided to steal the puck away from Ovechkin. Dregs, what did you make out of that shenanigans, Binnington trying to steal the 900th goal puck from Alex Ovechkin? And it was just a 2-0 game at that point, and then he gave up two more goals and got pulled.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't expect anything less from Jordan Binnington. I mean, we know the fire that burns in this man, the competitive spirit that he has. I didn't see any post-game coverage in terms of Binnington's commentary. I don't think he talked, in fact, after the game. But I'd like to know, like, what was he doing with it? Was it just simply trying to take the moment away, the memorabilia away from Alex Ovechkin, the Washington Capitals? Was he trying to add the 900th Ovechkin goal to his trophy case? I don't know, but credit to the Capitals for identifying that this was going on, and to the linesman for going over there and making sure that OV gets his milestone puck.
Do we know, like, remember in 2010, Chris Pronger apparently took the puck away from Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
And I don't think he's ever said that he had the puck or not. Like, this may be the longest lie ever. It's been 15 years. Chris Pronger still hasn't said if he has it. But do you recall any, like, maybe, like, you know, story with other pucks that have happened? Because that was the first time that I've noticed a goalie wanting to steal a puck from somebody.
Well, not to this magnitude. I mean, you always have that gamesmanship and the shenanigans that go around. But not when you're talking about a marker of this significance. I don't remember anything even close. But you're right with Chris Pronger. And I remember in the early days, in fact, I was at that final. And I remember the early days where Chris would get surly when you asked him about it, right? He didn't want to talk about it. He just said, who said I took the puck? You know, there was always that sort of jousting opportunity with Prongs. But now if you ask him about it, I don't know that he's ever actually owned it. But if you ask him about it now, he'd just make light of it. And he'd just say, I don't even know what you're talking about. When we all know Chris Pronger, we know what happened. What we don't know is where is the puck. So maybe eventually one day he'll come clean.
The Blues special assistant to the GM, Alex Steen, is almost within earshot here at the arena. What do you think he and Doug Armstrong and Jim Montgomery are thinking about their inability right now to keep the puck out of their net?
Well, it would be a colorful conversation. And many of the words being used, we could not share publicly. One thing I know about management of the St. Louis Blues is they don't mess around. They don't mess around. And as difficult as it is to shake things up, there are a myriad of different ways that you can employ that tactic if you choose to. And, you know, I'm thinking back a couple of years ago when Doug Armstrong went into the dressing room. I believe it was 2 years ago. General managers, management, they don't mind talking with players around the bus, on the airplane, in the hallway. GMs do not like going into dressing rooms. They just don't, right? And Armstrong went into the room at that point because the team was struggling and basically said, look, it doesn't matter to me what your contract looks like, what your trade protection is. I'll find a way. You either have to start playing and we have to start winning, or I'm going to have no choice but to embrace the reality. This organization has to go in a completely different direction. And the Blues started playing better. So knowing Armstrong the way that we do, I'd be surprised if something similar doesn't happen in the near future. Now, in saying that, you know, Jim Montgomery also recently acknowledged was a game or two ago that they felt like might have been the Oilers win afterwards, where he felt like they had played decent hockey their previous three games. So it was time to be rewarded. But you can't explain what went on last night in that Binnington head-to-head with Logan Thompson in the Washington Capitals. But I guess with the condensed schedule and the way that it is, what choice do you have? You've got to flush it.
Right.
Because Buffalo isn't simply handing them the 2 points tonight in Buffalo. So they're going to have to figure it out on the fly. There's no practice ice available to try and correct things on the go here.
Drager, is it too early to identify teams that are going to be sellers? Like, we're 3 weeks away from the American Thanksgiving, you know, so like it's coming soon. So St. Louis, the Flames, the Sharks are actually like doing pretty good of late. So it's like, are the Sharks going to be a seller or do they status quo? But is it too early to identify some of the teams that may be sellers?
It is for me, Marty. And you nailed it. I mean, it normally takes until you get to the 20 game mark. For teams to know what they've got. I mean, there are teams that we're looking at. I wouldn't call them sellers, but look at the Leafs as an example. They have too many bodies. They had to send down Easton Cowan, so there's a team that would probably like to do something from a numbers perspective. Sure, you've got teams struggling. We just talked about St. Louis. I think, from a point of necessity, St. Louis is a team that I would watch. Vancouver is another team that I like to watch. You know, Vancouver did something reasonably minor not that long ago, but just the history of Jimmy Rutherford and the appetite to try and do something of significance, Vancouver would be a team that I'd look at as well. Not that because they're struggling. You know, they've got injury issues in Vancouver. It's still relatively early. I know there are lots of conversations out there. I did a segment on TSN.ca a short while ago this morning talking about the Calgary Flames. So Calgary picks up that win last night, celebrating Nazem Kadri's 1,000th NHL game. And people still want to speculate on the probability of Nazem Kadri getting traded by the Flames. Well, the only reason we're doing that is because of supply and demand. You know, you've got teams that are desperate or real hungry for a number two center. And you've got a Calgary team that just doesn't seem to find its way yet. You know, I'm told that there's no interest in trading Calgary from ownership down in Calgary. So lots of possibilities, but unfortunately, there's nothing that seems to be front burner.
Yeah, Calgary's won two in a row. The Sharks, by the way, are 5-2-1 in the last eight. And if you weren't paying attention, take a look at the scoring leaders today as Macklin, Celebrini, and Connor McDavid are tied at the top. I think that's actually super cool. I'm really happy for Celebrini. I just can't say enough about
a designer shoe warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a joy he's been to watch in the early stages of his career. And as you mentioned, Vancouver took a tough one at home last night, getting pounded by Chicago. Where do we stand on Chicago at this point in time? Like, what are you seeing under Jeff Blashill and what their outlook is?
Well, it looks a lot better than it has for the last few years, and that's pretty obvious. I don't know if it's the coaching change or, you know, just another year of experience with some of these guys. Ray Ferraro mentioned this to me a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, he saw Connor Bedard at either an off-season event or in an airport, but it was during the off-season. And he just said, he said there was something different about his demeanor, and he just felt like, you know, he seemed to be less consumed with everything that wasn't going right for him, which we saw a lot of, frankly, last year. And I wonder if that experience, maturity, has helped Bedard, which by extension has helped a lot of different aspects of the Chicago Blackhawks, including Jeff Blashill as their new head coach. But I just, for me, the National Hockey League is a better place when the Chicago Blackhawks are a competitive team, not necessarily a playoff-worthy team. There's a lot of runway left in this NHL regular season. But having the Chicago Blackhawks relevant and, who knows, poised to do something, to add some pieces as the season unfolds, just makes it more interesting. It's always a lot more fun in the world of hockey talking about the positive things around Chicago than always kicking them in the shins over a wealth of negativity over the years.
Last week when we talked to you, about an hour after we talked to you, Marty Natchez signed his big deal, and we had discussed actually with you the possibility of Natchez, you know, signing an extension with the Colorado Avalanche. So I'm going to come back to Alex Tuck again, because every couple of days I get people asking me in my mentions, what's going on with Tuck? Where? And I keep saying, I think it's status quo, but are we getting tired and a little bit like impatient with what could be with Alex Tuck and the Sabres?
Not necessarily. I still think that there's a feeling out process here, and that's probably more from Alex Tuck's side than it is the Sabres' side. But, you know, is there any reservation? I think Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres do need a little bit more time to see how this season is going to unfold. I feel like it gets to be a little bit more of a distraction when you drift past Christmas and you're into the second half of the regular season. Because then what do we start talking about? You know, I watched our buddies on Overdrive the other day, and I think the question was, if you could clone a player, who would the Toronto Maple Leafs clone, which would, you know, would provide the best fit? And Mike Johnson was part of the segment, and Mike Johnson said Alex Tuck. But he said it in the way of, well, if Alex Tuck is available at some point, then Toronto most definitely has to, you know, at least get in the game of trying to acquire him. So he kind of missed the premise of the conversation. It was about cloning. It wasn't about acquiring. So maybe there's still that feeling out. I checked in on that file, I think, Tuesday. You know, we do insider trading Tuesday and Thursday. And I was told now there's nothing new to report, and that's coming from both sides. So I haven't checked this morning yet. I will check today, but I don't think that it's been advanced.
Tell MJ I'm vetoing any transaction that would make Alex Tuck a Toronto Maple Leaf. So I'm just I'm doing that right now. I'm standing on the Peace Bridge, and I'm not allowing it to happen.
The good news for the New York Rangers is they play 41 games outside of Madison Square Garden. what is their story as far as you're concerned?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I still give them the benefit of the doubt because when you look at this team on paper, they should be better. Home ice should not be the issue that it's been this year. But I give them the benefit of the doubt because I've always been a fan of the coaching style and direction of Mike Sullivan. So maybe it's just taking a little bit more time for his message to get through, but this is still abnormal for me. It is. And I don't know how you explain it. How do you explain it? I mean, the things that a coaching staff can control on home ice, they can't control on the road, and yet that doesn't translate. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't, other than, you know, players underperform. But why aren't they doing that on the road? It's perplexing for sure.
I suggested to Chris Drury, good buddy, that maybe his goalies are too good in practice and the guys don't score enough in practice. They need to bring me on as a practice goalie to give him confidence. But I would charge too much, so he's not doing it. It would go over the cap.
Yeah, you fleeced the New York Rangers as a seldom used goaltender once. You're not going to do it again.
Exactly. I had my way, and that worked out. So you're in the car right now. Where are you? What's happening in Drager world?
You know, not too much. I had to run a couple of errands, and I'm meeting my financial guy here shortly. So don't want to get into the details. This could be big stuff. No, I'm just kidding. And I am having a meeting with a buddy, but that's really all that's going on.
Well, the deeper question for us is, what is your opinion on toasted ravioli? Because that's our Twitter poll today.
Have you ever had toasted ravioli?
Of course he has, because he's been everywhere in the world, and it's a St. Louis staple, and that's why we're talking about it, because the Blues are here. So, Dregs, what are your thoughts on toasted ravioli?
I'm on board with it. I'm fully on board with it. Now, do you still have a red sauce, a marinara that goes with it? Or what?
Yes.
So, the reason that I'm good with it is a Western Canadian staple, and maybe only specific to the pocket of Saskatchewan that I grew up in, had something very similar. You guys have all had pierogies before, right? So
Yes.
Now, normally pierogies are wonderful. They're smothered in onions, sour cream if you choose. Yep. Have you ever had a deep-fried pierogi?
I don't think I've had deep-fried pierogies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like good. Buffalo has a very strong Polish community, and pierogies are very abundant in this area. But I don't think I've ever had fried pierogies. Deep-fried pierogies. Yeah. I'm going to have to do that.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Yep.
Dregs, good luck with your financial guy.
Okay, well, if he gives me the good news, I may not be back next Thursday.
All right, perfect. We've got a time. We'll get Sammy on that. We got a time slot open. There he is, Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN. We'll get it back on the Sabre page against the Blues when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.